And welcome to April 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1836. Remember the Alamo. Sam Houston and his tattered group of 910 pioneers routed Mexican El Presidente / General / Dictator Antonio López de Santa Anna. The so-called proud Napoleon of the West got his butt handed to him by the Americans in a skirmish that lasted about 20 minutes. Let me back up. Mexico gained independence from Spain in the 1820s, and Americans started moving into a territory that had a scattered population. Soon, the American settlers began to outnumber the natives, and by the 1830s, the Mexican government tried to regulate these semi-self-governing American neighborhoods, which led to a Texas rebellion. Santa Anna came in and squashed the insurrection, slaughtering 183 defenders. Houston's army retreated. Santa Anna pursued them, and on the 19th believed that he had Houston cornered and decided to rest his men and prepare to attack on April 22nd. But on 3:30 of the 21st, Houston disposed his forces in battle in San Jacinto, attacked the Mexican army yelling, "Remember the Alamo! Remember the Goliad!" Within 20 minutes, Santa Anna was captured, and the Lone Star was now independent. It didn't join the U.S. right away because of slavery conflicts, but finally on December 29, 1845, Texas joined America as the 28th state. Moving on to 1961 on April 21st. Our hero tribute of the day goes to USAF General Robert Michael White. I could go over all the awards and decorations he's earned, but that would take all day. His plane was shot down by the Germans in 1945, and he was a prisoner of war until his release 2 months later. After the war, he flew the X-15 experimental aircraft and basically broke more records than a disco backlash. On April 21st, 1961, he took the X-15 pretty much into outer space. Yeah. Racked up 32,000 miles. He's also the first man to fly at Mach 4 and then later at Mach 5, according to nationalaviator.org. Like a boss! Okay. In Civil War news, 1863, April 21st, Abel Straight proceeds either by foot or by boat through Eastport, Mississippi. Union Colonel Straight's intention was to destroy the railroad lines that were supplying the Confederate Army. Did not go well for Colonel Straight and his men. In fact, it was an abysmal failure as a result of inadequate supplies, poor communication among federal commanders, and just plain bad luck. His intel as far as how many Confederate forces and loyal Alabama locals, especially Emma Sansom, went bad when the Wizard of the Saddle tricked Straight. Confederate Brigadier General Nathan Bedford Forrest paraded his men back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth in front of Straight, leading Straight to believe that Forrest's forces were larger than they were. I think that's where Bugs Bunny gets his inspiration. And now for some 80s news. 1984, April 21st, the Footloose soundtrack dethrones Michael Jackson's Thriller as the number one album in the country. Thriller's run of 37 amazing weeks was beaten, and it took the powerful team of Kenny Loggins, Denise Williams, Ann Wilson from Heart, and Mike Reno from Loverboy, Bonnie Tyler, Shalimar, and more Kenny Loggins.